弟兄姐妹们平安。我们今年暑假主日信息的主题是二人成为一体。
The theme of the Sunday worship message for this summer is "Has to become one."
这句话第一次出现是在旧约创世纪第二章。
This phrase first appeared in the second chapter of Genesis.
当时神为亚当造了配偶夏娃。
God created Eve as a spouse for Adam.
让他们成为神所设立婚姻制度下的第一对夫妻。
They became the first institution of marriage established by God.
在解释婚姻的意义的时候，圣经所强调的一个重要的观念就是二人成为一体。
In explaining the meaning of marriage, the Bible emphasized an important concept of they will become one flesh.
在新约圣经里面，二人成为一体这句话先出现在马可福音第十章和马太福音十九章。
In the New Testament, the phrase "the two will become one flesh" first appears in Matthew chapter 19 and Mark chapter 10.
这两处经文都记载了同样一件事情。
These two passages record the same event.
就是有宗教领袖跑来问耶稣说，可不可以允许人休妻离婚？
That is the religious leaders came to ask Jesus whether he permits people to divorce their wives.
耶稣在回答的时候就先引用创世纪第二章所讲到的二人成为一体。
Jesus first answered using the quote, "They will become one flesh" in Genesis chapter 2.
然后进一步的阐释说，既然如此，夫妻不再是两个人，乃是一体了。所以神配合的人不可分开。
And further explain that the two will become one flesh, so they are no longer two but one. Therefore, what God has joined together, let man not separate.
二人成为一体这句话也出现在今天读的以弗所书第五章。
The phrase "the two will become one flesh" also appears in today's scripture reading, Ephesians chapter 5.
可以说耶稣引用二人成为一体是告诉人，神的心意是不要夫妻离婚。
It can be said that Jesus used the two will become one flesh to tell people that God's intention does not want married couple to be divorced.
而保罗在这里引用二人成为一体，是要帮助夫妻知道在婚姻关系当中当用什么样的态度来彼此对待。
Well, Paul said that the two will become one flesh is to help the couple to understand the kind of attitudes to treat each other in a marriage.
这些告诫和劝勉之所以有必要，是因为夫妻之间一定免不了会有摩擦。
This warning and advice are necessary because inevitably there will be friction between husband and wife.
很多人在初恋的时候都梦想婚姻会像童话故事所描述的一样完全美丽。
Many people while dating their first boyfriend or girlfriend dream that marriage is totally beautiful like those described in fairy tales.
哇，两人初次相遇就一见钟情。
Wow, they first met on love at first sight.
最后有情人终成眷属，从此过着幸福快乐的日子。
Later, the lovers get married and live happily ever after.
当初我遇到我太太，真的就是一见钟情。
When I first met my wife, it was indeed love at first sight.
虽然我大一的时候就跟同学们一同立志，绝对不追我们那个理工大学里面的女生。
During my first year in university, I already agreed with my classmates that we will not date any.Girls in this science and engineering school.
但是一遇到他才讲一次话，看他这么清纯可爱，我就把立过的字全给忘了。
But at first sight of my wife, just one conversation and her simple and sweet appearance made me forget about all the previous agreements.
那接下来的日子，我就绞尽了脑汁来思想怎样可以赢得她的芳心。
In the subsequent days, I racked my brain on how to win her heart.
然后我一个最好的朋友还当我的狗头军师，我们每天一起开会研究策略。
My best friend became my advisor, analyzed all the strategy with me every day.
好不容易他终于接受了我的好意，开始跟我交往，我高兴得不得了。
Through a tough process, she finally accepted my good intentions and willingly goes out on a date with me. I was so excited and thrilled.
我想都没想到，那是我噩梦跟痛苦的开始。
I would never have thought that this is the beginning of my nightmare and pain.
在我认识我太太之前，从来没有跟哪个人吵架吵得这么多，这么频繁又这么激烈。
Before I knew my wife, I never quarreled with anyone so much, so often, and so intense.
真的很奇怪，她真的是一个心地很善良、很单纯、可爱的人。
It's really strange. She's such a kind, naive, and adorable girl.
那他说我在学校人缘也很好，被师长、同学、学长、学弟、学姐、学妹都很高度肯定。
Well, I have good relationships with the people in school, highly acknowledged by teachers, seniors, and juniors.
怎么我们跟别人相处都很好，但是在一起却越吵越多，越吵越严重？
Well, we get along very well with other people, but when we work together, we quarrel more often and more seriously.
那时候我才深深体会到。自己一个人生活单纯多了，喜欢做什么，爱去哪里，都有100%的自主权。
At that time, I really felt that a single person's life is more simple. Feel like doing what, love going where, I have 100% control.
但是两个人在一起，事情就变得非常的复杂。
But when two persons are together, things become very complicated.
我想这样的问题，很多夫妻都有亲身的体会。
Many couples have experienced this kind of problem.
可以说世界上没有夫妇是从来没有任何冲突的。
You can say in this world that there is no couple who has never had any friction.
只是看他们后来有没有找到和平相处之道。
It only depends on whether later they are able to find a way to live peacefully together.
结婚之后，两个人得不断的摸索，试着找到两个人都可以接受的平衡点。
After marriage, the two persons have to search constantly for their balance point.
问题是要花短短几年呢，或者是几十年呢，还是始终没有办法和平相处
？The question is, whether how much they spend just a few years, a decade, or never able to live peacefully together.
摸索的过程很像这张图。
The searching process often looks like this picture.
两个人较力。
Two persons fighting each other.
有的时候这方占上风，有的时候是另外一方占上风。
Sometimes this side has the upper hand, on the others, other times the other side has the upper hand.
所以有人说，结婚第一年是先生大声讲话，太太听。
So someone said during the first year of marriage, is that.The husband speaks loudly while the wife listens.
第二年是太太大声讲话，先生听。
During the second year, the wife speaks loudly while the husband listens.
第三年开始是两个人都大声讲话，邻居听。
During the third year, both speak loudly while the neighbors listen.
那这是男人和女人的战争。
This is the war between man and woman.
在每一家最后的结果可能很不相同。
It can have very different results in every family.
有些家的结果是这两张图。
Some families look like these two pictures.
对啊，我们教会有没有哪一家是这样的情形啊？
I don't know whether any family in our church has this kind of situation.
另外有些家庭是像这两张图。男人的梦想。
While some other families look like these two pictures, it's the dream of all men.
但是，是不是婚姻就只有这两种可能的结果呢？
There are only two possible results in the marriage.
到底在神的计划当中，丈夫和妻子应该如何相处？
In God's plan, how should a married couple live together?
我们现在就来看圣经对妻子和丈夫各有什么劝勉。
Now let's look at how the Bible advises the husband and the wife.
二十二节说的很直接。做妻子的当顺服自己的丈夫。
Verse 22 says very directly that wife submit to your husband.
23节又说，因为丈夫是妻子的头。
Verse 23 also says for the husband is the head of the wife.
听起来非常的大男人主义。
It may sound very male chauvinism.
不只是一些太太觉得难以接受，连有些先生都觉得这是一个不可能实现的理想。
It's not only hard for some wives to accept, even some men also feel that this is an impossible thing.
有一位丈夫就很无奈的跟他的牧师这样说。
There is one husband who came to a pastor saying,
牧师啊，在我们家，我太太同意 圣经所说的丈夫是妻子的头。
In pastor, in my family, my wife agrees with the Bible that the husband is the head of the family.
不过他说他是脖子，所以他说怎么转我就得怎么转。
But she said that she's the neck. How she wants to turn, I have to turn.
这边这个头这个字在希腊文的原意是起源和出处。
The word here, head in Greek means the origin and the source.
所以它指的是在神创造女人的时候，神是从男人身上拿出一根肋骨来造成的。
Also refers that when God created woman, he took a rib from the man to create.
所以女人是从男人的身上出来的。
Therefore, women are made from man's body.
不过从整段经文来看，头这个字在这里有非常清楚的有权柄的意思，不只是出处源头，有权柄的意思。
But from the entire scripture, the word head clearly has the meaning of authority.
那因为创造的时候是先造亚当。
Because the first creation is Adam.
再从亚当身上取出肋骨来造夏娃。
And from Adam's rib creates Eve.
所以夫妻关系的次序是神有计划特别安排的。
Therefore, the hierarchy order of husband and wife is a special arrangement by God.
神把主要的责任和权柄赐给了当丈夫的亚当。
God places the main responsibility and authority to the husband Adam.
而让女人顺服辅助她的丈夫。
While the woman is to submit and assist her husband.
但是我需要先澄清一些对于顺服的误解。
But I would like to first clarify some misunderstandings or submission.
第一，顺服是整本圣经多方面一再重复的教导，并不是单单针对女性。
First, submission is a teaching that is repeated again and again throughout the Bible, not just for women.
神要所有的基督徒都要学习顺服。
God wants all Christians to learn to submit.
我们都应当顺服神。
We should all submit to God.
我们也当尊重在社会和人际关系当中一些既有的次序。
We also should respect the existing order of the social interpersonal relationship.
要对一些人的职分表现出顺服的态度。
Show submission to their authority.
比如说彼得前书五章、罗马书十三章、希伯来十三章。都教到我们要顺服年长的，顺服执政掌权的。
For instance, first Peter chapter 5, Romans chapter 13, Hebrews chapter 13 teach us to submit to the elder and the ruling authority.
此外，很多经文，比如说腓立比书第二章，更教导我们在与人相处的时候，要一颗肯彼此谦卑顺服的心。
In addition, many scriptures, for instance, Philippians chapter 2, teaches us to have a humble and submissive heart towards other people.
实际上，如果大家可以看看你自己手中的圣经，以弗所书第五章的话。
In fact, when we look at Ephesians chapter 5 in your Chinese Bible.
很多中文圣经五章二十二节顺服这个字旁边要么是点点点或者是用括号括起来的。
Many times the word submit has dot 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 or they use the parentheses.
意思就是说在原文里面其实是没有那个字。
In the original text there is no verb in this verse.
对，在那节里面本来是没有动词的。
There is actually no verb in that.
那动词在哪里呢
？So where is the verb?
是在前面那一节五章二十一节，又当存敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。
It's in the previous verse that is submit to one another out of reverence for Christ.
也就是说，顺服是每一位基督徒都应该要有的表现，应该要有的态度。
In other words, submission is what every Christian should have and.While the wife should treat her husband in such a manner.
那做妻子的就应该以这样的态度来对待她的丈夫。
So the wife should treat her husband in such a manner.
第二方面，顺服并不代表妻子比丈夫卑微。
Second, submission does not mean that the wife is placed at a lower status than the husband.
也不代表妻子是做丈夫的奴隶。
It also does not mean that the wife is the husband's slave.
耶稣还小，还在家中做约瑟和玛利亚的孩子的时候，他顺从他们。
When Jesus is at home with his parents, Joseph and Mary, Jesus submit to them.
那个不贬损耶稣的尊贵，也不代表他是他父母亲的奴隶。
It does not hurt his dignity and does not mean that he is his parents' slave.
第三，圣父不代表说妻子不能有意见。
Submission does not mean that the wife cannot have her own comments.
或者说，妻子必须埋没自己的才干，在家里只当一个没声音的花瓶。
Or the wife must bury her talents, be a soundless vase at home.
我们看看箴言三十一章讲到那个理想妻子的写照。
Let's look at Proverbs chapter 31, which is the ideal portrait of a wife.
你会发现这个才德的妇人是很积极、很能干，也很有魄力的。
You will notice that the wife is very active, capable, and very energetic.
第四，顺服并不是说丈夫要你去杀人放火你就去杀人放火。
Well, submission does not mean that when your husband wants you to kill or to set fire, you go and kill and set fire.
圣经讲的顺服都是在基督里的顺服。
The submission mentioned in the Bible is all about Christ's submission.
如果牵涉到得罪神的事情，当然是优先顺从神，而不是顺从人。
If it involves a sin against God, of course, it's priority to submit to God rather than to submit to man.
除了刚刚讲的这些之外，我们不当找各样的理由来做自己不顺服的借口。
But other than this, we shouldn't find all kinds of excuses in order not to submit.
那么顺服是什么呢？
Then what is submission?
第一，顺服是一个义务。
First, submission is a duty.
圣经没有说如果你丈夫教育水平比你高比你聪明比你人际关系好你才顺服他。
Bible does not say that if the level of education of the husband is higher than yours, he is smarter than you, if the personal relationship is better than you, you then submit to him.
没有说如果说他失业了或者他薪水比你低你就不用顺服他。
It does not say that when he loses his job or his salary is lower than you, then you don't submit to him.
有一次有一位牧师在婚礼当中证婚。
Once the pastor ministered at a wedding.
但那个丈夫是又瘦又小新娘却又高又大。
The husband is, the groom is thin and small, but the bride is tall and big.
但牧师照往例一句一句问男女双方、是不是愿意立下婚姻的誓约。
As usual, the pastor asks both parties whether they are willing to say their marriage vow.
每次问到新娘的时候，当然都是新娘自己回答。
Every time when it's posted to the bride will answer.
但是每一次问到新郎的时候，新郎还来不及说话，新娘却用洪亮的声音，回答说他愿意。
But each time when the question is posted to the groom hasn't had time to answer. The bride will speak loudly and answer on his behalf. It's really.
牧师吓了一跳，但是一时之间不知道要说什么。
The pastor is shocked and for a while didn't know what to say.
那婚礼就这样子一直进行。
And it continues throughout the wedding.
到了婚礼的结尾，新郎新娘转身要开始准备走出礼堂的时候，牧师心中非常的不平安。
Towards the end of the wedding, the groom and the bride turn around to start walking out of the wedding hall, but the pastor feel uneasy.
所以牧师说新郎啊今天你一句话都没有说你真的没有任何话要说吗
So the pastor asked Groom you didn't say a single word in today's wedding Do you really have nothing to say?
新郎就回过头来可怜兮兮说牧师请你为我祷告
The groom turned his head around and pitifully said Pastor please pray for me
虽然这是一个笑话
Although this is a joke
不过在一些婚姻生活当中有一些妻子真的是因为个性比较强而忽视了顺服丈夫的义务。
But in some marriages, some wives have strong personality and neglect the duty to submit to their husband.
第二顺服不只是外在的行动更是内心的态度。
Second, submission is not only external actions but more on the attitude of the heart.
顺服不是出于勉强。
Submission does not come from constraint.
也不是因为害怕而被动的顺服。
To be submissive passively because of fear.
而是因为对着这个职分的次序有清楚的认识，就心甘情愿的顺服。
but because of knowing the order of hierarchy, have a willing heart to submit.
上个主日我曾经用美国的总统和副总统来做例子。
Last Sunday, I used the example of U.S. President and Vice President.
其实在很多的事情上，很多的副总统个人的看法与总统是不同的。
In fact, the Vice President might have different views from the President.
而且有的时候原来是刚好相反的。
And even sometimes, exactly opposite views.
但是一旦答应当他的副总统
But once he agreed to be the vice president
后来在做决定的过程特别是在做最后的决定的时候副总统要敬重总统的职分而谦卑顺服
That's why during the final decision the vice president must respect the president's role and be humble and submissive
一个不肯顺服丈夫的妻子就像一个不肯甘心顺服总统的副总统一样
A wife who doesn't willingly submit to her husband is like an unwilling submissive vice president.
不论讲的多么有道理
No matter how justified it is.
或者是多么的成功的压制了丈夫
Or how successful is she able to suppress her husband.
这样的态度都是错的是会有不好的影响的
Such an attitude is wrong.
那么意见不同的时候怎么办呢
？So what should one do if there's a disagreement?
举一个家庭的生活实例。
I will set a real life example.
有一次有一对夫妇，他们读小学的女儿被邀请，周五晚上到同学家去 sleepover 过夜。
Once a couple's elementary school daughter was invited to sleep over at her classmate's house.
那妻子想让女儿去。
The wife wants to allow her daughter to go.
觉得孩子跟同学们在一起又开心又可以建立更深厚的友谊。
Feel that being together with classmates is a happy thing and also able to establish closer friendship.
丈夫却想到每一家的父母对孩子管教的尺度都不一样。
But the husband was worried about the difference of every parental discipline.
那他们对这一家的父母又了解的很少，他们又不是基督徒。
And he has very little understanding of this parent, and these parents are not Christians.
夫妻两个人的考虑都有道理
Both considerations are reasonable.
但是讨论之后，妻子尊重丈夫在家里做属灵领袖的职分
But after discussion, the wife respects her husband to be the spiritual leader of the family.
就由丈夫做最后的决定，后来就没有让女儿去。
Agrees to have her husband to make the final decision. In the end, the daughter didn't go.
还好下个礼拜那些周末去了 sleepover 的同学们，后来把情况讲给女儿听。
Fortunately, that those classmates who went over to sleep told their daughter that.
So 那天晚上看的电影很不好。
They watched a very unsuitable movie that night.
谈话的内容也很不好。
The content of their conversation was also very bad.
大家疯狂的玩闹，几乎整个晚上都没睡觉。然后那家的爸妈什么都没管。
Everyone has had excessive fun and did not sleep much during that night. Still, that family parents did not go over to discipline them.
所以从此看来，在那一件的事情上，丈夫做的决定是对的。
We can see from here that the husband made a correct decision.
那么丈夫有没有可能做错的决定呢？
Then is there a possibility that the husband would make an incorrect decision?
当然有可能。
Of course it's possible.
那么妻子认为丈夫的看法不对的时候该怎么办呢？
Then what should the wife do if she feels that the husband has incorrect views?
我太太告诉我过一件事情。
My wife told me about one thing.
很久以前我们还住洛杉矶的时候。
Many years ago when we were still in LA.
有一次有一群姐妹查经查到以弗所书这段经文
At one time a group of sisters studied this verse
This passage,、yeah.
oh, this passage
那有一位姐妹她就分享了她自己在顺服丈夫的事情上一个亲身的经历
One sister shared about her own experience in being submissive to her husband
那位姐妹是一位很爱主灵命很成熟的姐妹
That sister loved the Lord and is very mature spiritually.
她自己诗歌敬拜带得非常好，又是成人主日学很好的老师。
She leads worship very well and is also a very good Sunday's adult Bible school teacher.
那她的先生也很有恩赐，在教会当中热心服事。
Her husband is also very gifted and enthusiastic in serving in the church.
有一次他们夫妇必须做一个决定。
On one occasion, they have to make a decision on the matter.
那姐妹知道她先生的看法是错的。
The sister knows that the, her husband's view is wrong.
但她先生却看不出有什么错。
But the husband didn't realize any mistake.
还是认为自己是对的。
And feel that he's right.
当了必须做决定的时候，那个姐妹就选择顺服丈夫。
But when it comes to making the decision, the sister chooses to submit to her husband.
听她这样说，其他的姐妹就问她说：“你明明知道她错，你还顺从她的决定吗？”
After listening to her, everyone asks her, "You clearly know that he was wrong, but why do you still comply with this decision?"
那位姐妹回答说：“神把带领一家的主要责任和权柄放在她身上。”
That sister replied, God has placed in him the major responsibility and authority to lead the family.
所以我顺从他是应该的。
That's why I submit to him is correct.
有的时候人也需要从做错误的决定来学功课。
Sometimes people need to learn from mistakes.
虽然我们全家有可能会因他这个错误的决定付一些代价。
Even if my family has to pay a price for this wrong decision,
但是他如果能够因此成为更成熟、更有智慧的属灵领袖，那对我们全家来说也是一件蒙福的事。
If he's able to become more mature because of this, be a wiser leader, then it's a blessing to our family.
我们认识这对夫妇已经差不多25年。
We know this couple for about 25 years.
这些年来，从神在他们一家的带领上，我们真的是看到这位姐妹是有智慧、对丈夫极有帮助的好妻子。
Under the guidance of God during all these years, we truly see the wisdom of this sister and be a great helper to her husband.
所以请姐妹们记得。
So sisters, please remember.
不论后来证明你丈夫所做的最后决定是对是错。
No matter whether the decision made by husband is correct or wrong.
你的顺服对你丈夫、对你自己以及对你的孩子们都会有长远的影响。
Your submission will have a long-term impact on your husband, yourself, and your family and your children.
得到的好处可以远远超过你在这一件事情上的争论得胜。
The benefits will far exceed that to be dominant in a quarrel.
第三，顺服是一件属灵的事情。
Third, submission is a spiritual matter.
二十二节说，妻子当顺服丈夫，如同顺服主。
Verse 22 says, "Wife, submit to your husband as to the Lord."
有些情形顺服并不太难呢、啊，因为他讲的话有些道理在你可以接受的范围之内。
In some cases, submission is not too hard. It's not too hard. He speaks logically and is within the range of acceptance.
但是有的时候，即使你没办法认同对方的想法，哎呀，在那时候还要顺服。就不容易。
But sometimes when you do not agree with each other's ideas, you still have to submit. It's not easy.
但是那是圣经的原则，是主要你顺服。
But because this is Bible's principle, the Lord wants you to submit.
每一个基督徒信主之后都要学这方面的功课。
All Christians after believing in God should learn this lesson.
在夫妻关系之外，我自己就有一个亲身的经历。有些人听过我讲过不止一次。
Other than using this relationship example, I have my own personal experience, and some people may have heard this more than once.
二十年前，我曾经和十几位基督徒一起到洛杉矶东边没有华人教会的地方去开光建立一间新的华人教会。
20 years ago, a dozen of Christians and I went to Eastern LA, where there is no Chinese Christian church. We went there to build a new church.
当时分派给我的其中一个使命是建立发展一个以单身学生还有在职青年为主的青年团契。
At that time, one of my missions is to build and develop a fellowship made of single students or youth.
起初我们连一个年轻人都没有。
Initially there isn't any young people.
所以我从零做起。
Started from zero.
花了三年的时间，团契终于有了规模，各方面开始上轨道。
After spending 3 years time, the fellowship finally realized that all aspects are on the right track.
然后突然有一天，教会的一位女传道提出一个新的主意。
Suddenly one day, a female minister from the church suggested an idea.
他要把我调出来，要我去 华人正在不断 增长的社区去发展家庭团契。
One third means to go to a Chinese community to develop new family fellowship.
我不是反对调动或反对发展家庭团契。
It's not that I do not agree to be transferred.
只是我深信不疑，哎呀，让我再多留在那个青年团契一两年，照原定的目标把一些事情更加带上轨道，会对教会长期的发展有更好的帮助。
Is that I have no doubt that let me stay for another 1 to 2 years according to the original targets to bring the things up on the right track is most helpful to the long-term development of the church.
那那天讨论那件事情的时候，我和那位女传道两个人看法非常不同。
That day during the discussion of this,I have very different views from that female minister.
那因为牵涉到的调动是我，所以我回家的时候心里还是非常的不舒服。
Because she intends to transfer me, when I got home, I felt very uneasy.
但是在祷告的时候，神提醒我。
But during my prayers, God reminded me.
虽然在教会整体事工的讨论上，我和那位女传道都是教会教牧同工当中是平等。
Although in a church discussion, I and the female ministers are on equal status.
但是我们那个教会那时候整个团契的发展和调度却是分派给他来负主要的责任。
But she has the main responsibility in the development and change in the church fellowship.
所以不论我同不同意他的看法。
Therefore, regardless whether I agree with her view,
神要我尊重这个女传道在这个事工上所占的职分。
God wants me to respect her in this ministry and submit to her.
要我顺服这个女传道的最后决定。
And submit to her final decision.
很诚实地说，当时我心中是相当的痛苦。
Frankly speaking, I felt very painful.
可是属灵的原则非常清楚。
But the spiritual principle is very clear.
所以最后就是以顺服主的心来顺服了那最后的调度。
So in the end, with a submissive heart to the Lord, I submit to that female minister.
怎么十几年都已经过去了？
Tens of years have passed.
不论这个女传道的决定，别人后来从事工的角度来看，认为是好还是不好？
Regardless of what is the decision of that female minister, others view this whether it's good or bad.
我还是感谢神帮助我那时候乖乖的顺服。
I thank God for helping me to submit obediently.
因为我相信神透过那件事情要我学我需要学的功课。
Because I know that God uses this to let me learn my lesson.
我也相信因着那样的顺服，神让我和我的一家蒙受了更多的祝福。
I also believe that this kind of submission let my family and I be blessed by God.
好，妻子要顺服丈夫。
Wife should submit to her husband.
我想到目前为止，丈夫们都一定听得非常高兴。
I believe that husbands here must be very happy after listening to this.
非常希望所有的太太今天都有好好的听，一回家就有新的表现。
Anxious to get back home now and see their wife becoming a new person.
现在来看看丈夫的责任。
Now let's look at the responsibility of the husband.
丈夫的责任很简单，只有一句话。
The responsibility of a husband is very simple.
就是要爱妻子。
Simply love his wife.
不过别忘了，我讲过好几次，希腊文有三个字表达三方面的爱。
But do not forget that I said many times that there are three Greek words that express love.
一个是 eros， 讲的是男女之间身体感官、情欲上浪漫的爱。
One is eros, the body senses between man and woman, romantic love in their desires.
在一个幸福美满的婚姻当中，丈夫和妻子应该保持有 eros 的爱。
In a happy marriage, the husband and wife should maintain eros love.
丈夫们应该想想，你每天比如说出门前或者回家之后，会给太太一个拥抱吗？
Husbands can think about this. Every day before you leave your house or when you come back home, do you give your wife a hug?
或者是一个 kiss 吗？
Or a kiss?
你常常牵你太太的手吗？
We often hold your wife's hands.
你常常让你的太太坐在你身旁，让她可以靠着你吗？
Do you allow your wife to sit by your side and lend her your shoulders?
在与妻子有亲密的关系的时候，你让她觉得被尊重、被爱吗？
During intimate actions, do you make her feel respected and feel loved?
很多的丈夫在白天对太太一点都不体贴。
Many husbands are not attentive to their wife during the day.
但是晚上睡觉的时候，却要妻子和他行房。
But want to have intimate actions with their wife at night.
这样的妻子不但没有被爱的感觉，还可能会觉得被糟蹋。
This way, the wife not only feel unloved, but also feel that they are treated lowly.
第二个关于爱的字是 philia， 是朋友之间的爱。
The second love is philia, a friendship love.
在一个幸福美满的婚姻当中，先生和太太也应该要有 philia 的爱。
In a blessed and happy marriage, the husband and wife should have philia love.
所以丈夫们应该想想，你和妻子常常有很好的沟通吗？
Husband, can think about this. Do you and your wife often have good communication?
她会觉得你是她的好朋友吗？
Does she feel that you are her best friend?
她能够向你倾吐心事，而且得到你的鼓励和安慰吗？
Can she pour out her heart to you and get your encouragement and comfort?
你们有共同的兴趣，而且常常在一起有很开心的时光吗？
Do you two have common interests and spend together happy times together?
第三个关于爱的字 agape 是不求回报无私的爱。
The third word is agape, an unconditional love that doesn't need any reward in return.
通常圣经讲到神对人的爱就是用 agape。
Many times the Bible talks about God's love for man is referring to agape.
而以弗所书五章二十五节说，你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，用的也是 agape。
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 25 say, husband love your wife. The love here said uses agape.
而且后面补充说，丈夫就要像基督爱教会一样，以牺牲舍己的精神来爱妻子。
And next it says that husband should love his wife just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her.
很多的丈夫啊，都期望妻子配合丈夫事业的需要、家庭的需要来做出牺牲。
Many husbands expect their wife to be coupled with his business needs and to sacrifice for the needs of the family.
那妻子做了牺牲之后，这些丈夫们却把她视为理所当然，并不感恩。
But after the wife makes some sacrifices, the husband takes them for granted and not feeling thankful.
我们很少遇到肯自己做出重大牺牲的丈夫。
We rarely meet any husbands who are willing to make major sacrifices.
不过感谢神，我在教会当中还遇到过好几位让我非常敬佩的丈夫。
But thanks a lot, I am impressed by several husbands in this church.
举其中一个人做例子。
Set one person for example.
在教会中久一点的人，可能还记得何妈妈。
Those who have been here for some time should remember Mrs. Her.
何妈妈的女婿是美国人。
Mrs. Her's son-in-law is an American.
他是一位很爱主的弟兄。
He's a brother who loves the Lord.
那何妈妈的女儿在拿到康奈尔的语言学博士之后，这位杨女婿 Jerry， 他愿意支持太太回台湾教书，就同意全家搬到台湾去。
After Mr. Her's daughter got Cornell PhD in linguistics.This American Jerry is willing to support his wife to go back to Taiwan and to teach, and the whole family moved to Taiwan.
那太太当教授，家里四个小小孩谁看呢？
The wife is working as a teacher, but who's going to look after all the four children?
Jerry 一个外国人刚到台湾，不容易找到合适他的工作。
It's not easy for Jerry to find a suitable job because he's a foreigner in.
看到家里的需要，他毫不介意的就放下身段，成为家庭主夫。
And since the family has needs now, he willingly becomes the house husband.
他还很幽默的跟别人说。
And he even jokes with other people.
他说每次白天他带孩子到家里附近的 playground 去玩，哎呀，所以在那里聊天看小孩的都是妈妈，只有他一个男的。
Every time he brings his children to the nearby playground. People over there are all mothers. Only him, he's a man.
而且他还是一个白皮肤高个子的老外。
And he's a white and tall Caucasian.
那大家不要以为 Jerry 是个娘娘腔没什么本事的人啊。
Do not be mistaken that Jerry is a sissy or incapable person.
他 可是一个对植物很有研究的专家。
He's an expert in plant science.
和妈妈每次讲到这个女婿都说，哎呀 ，Jerry 是 potato 的硕士 ，tomato 的博士。
Whenever Mrs. Her talks about this in-law, she will say that she has a master in potato and a PhD in tomato.
那 Jerry 的人品和灵命都很好。
Jerry has good character and spiritual life.
而且非常的有恩赐。
And very gifted.
几十年前我们这个教会刚建立的时候，很多难办的事情都是他办成的。
Decades ago, when this church began to be established, he took care of many difficult tasks.
他为我们教会起草章程。
He helped the church to draft the rules and regulations.
教会第一次建堂，那时候是买了一间房子要改成教会。
When the church first bought a house to convert to a church.
是 Jerry 代表我们教会去跟汤老一整个交涉，后来办成了这个手续。
It's Jerry who represent the church to talk to the town of Ithaca and complete the procedures.
他还亲自开推土机帮教会弄好整个停车场。
He even personally drove bulldozers to help the church to build the parking lot.
有一次有一只鹿被车子撞死在他的门前。
Once that the deer killed outside his house.
他得到允许之后就亲自处理。
He received permission to handle the deer.
连续几个主日让全教会的人尝到美味可口的鹿肉。
He cooked delicious deer meat dishes for the church every for several Sunday worships.
我刚所有讲的这些都是我来伊坎之前发生的事。
All this happened before I came to Ithaca.
但是他美好的见证，他谦卑的服侍，他愿意牺牲自我的态度，都让所有认识他的人留下很深刻的印象。
But his good testimony, his humble service, his willing self-sacrifice left a deep impression in many people.
那我自己知道 ，Jerry 讲了一口非常流利的中文。
I know that Jerry speaks fluent Chinese.
他孩子长大之后，他在台湾还当过美国学校的校长。
After his children grew up, he became the principal of the American school in Taiwan.
他讲道讲得非常好。
He preached very well.
他今天在专业上仍然在做很好的研究，把信仰和科学结合在一起，为主做见证。
Today he continues to have a good research in his profession, bring together the faith and science to be a good witness of the Lord.
几年前和妈妈身体变差的时候，也是这位杨女婿专程来到伊达卡了解状况，帮助全家做决定。
Several years ago, when Mrs. He was in bad health, it's also this son-in-law who came to Ithaca to understand the situation and help the family to make decisions.
这么一个自己有非常出色恩赐才干的人，却愿意随时因着爱做出牺牲。
He has such a gift of talent, but always willing to sacrifice for love.
这才真的是一位好丈夫、好父亲、好女婿、合神心意的好男人。
He's indeed a good husband, a good father, a good son-in-law. This is a man pleasing to the God.
圣经说，你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
Bible says, husband loved the wife, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her.
耶稣基督对我们的爱是无私的，是爱我们到底的。
Jesus Christ's love for us is selfless and loved us to the end.
在我们事情做得好、健康、可爱的时候，他爱我们。
When we do things well, we are healthy and honorable, he loves us.
在我们犯错、失败、跌倒、不可爱的时候，他仍然爱我们。
When we fail in matters, fell down and not adorable, he still loves us.
他甚至愿意弯下腰来像仆人一样为他的门徒一个一个洗脚。
He's even willing to bend down like a servant to help his disciples to wash their feet.
我们做丈夫的当效法基督的榜样来好好爱我们的妻子。
We as husbands should follow the example of Christ to love our wife.
好，今天我们看了两方面，做妻子的要顺服丈夫，做丈夫的要爱妻子。
Today we have talked about two aspects. Wife should submit to the husband. Husband should love the wife.
要记得，这边讲的不是条件式的。
These two are not conditional.
丈夫不当说，你得要先好好的爱我，我才顺服你。
The husband should not say that if you don't submit to me, I won't love you.
先生也不可以说你得先乖乖顺服我，我才爱你。
The husband also should not say that. You shouldn't submit to me. If you don't submit to me, I won't love you.
I won't love you. Yeah.
有一次我太太听了一个基督徒很好的专辑演讲。觉得很好就推荐给我听。
My wife heard a Christian lecture and felt that it's great.
那我听了以后觉得这个讲员有几点讲得非常好，让我印象很深刻。
The speaker gave several good points and left me a very big impression.
他说一位婚姻专家经过多年的研究之后得到了一个结论。
He said that one marriage expert after many years of research came to a conclusion.
他说每一个成功美好的婚姻都需要两个绝对不可缺少的要素。
Every successful marriage requires two absolutely indispensable elements. They are love and respect.
就是爱和尊重。
They are love and respect.
爱就是以弗所书第五章讲到丈夫对妻子的爱。
Love is what has been referred in Ephesians chapter 5, husband love your wife.
尊重就是以弗所书第五章所讲的妻子对丈夫的顺服。
Respect is what has been mentioned in chapter 5, wife submit to your husband.
其实也就是五章三十三节所讲的敬重。
And it's also, it's the respect that is mentioned in chapter 5, verse 33.
那这个讲员说，诶，他注意到一件很特别的事情。
He said that there's a very special thing.
圣经很多地方都讲到丈夫要爱妻子，却没有任何一处经文讲到妻子要爱丈夫。
Bible has many places that mention that the wife should ask her to love your wife, but there is not a single place in the Bible that says the wife to love your husband.
那这个讲员自己是心理学方面的博士。
He has a doctorate in psychology.
他研究之后，哎，发现一件事。
After his research in this.
这位女人她的本性就是把爱看得非常重要的。
He found that woman naturally sees love very importantly.
一旦结婚不需要人教，不需要圣经提醒，所以太太们就很自然的会把爱丈夫视为天经地义的事。
Once married, even without anyone teaching, nor the Bible to remind them, it's natural that they will love their husbands.
这些妻子们如此的看重爱，很自然的就非常希望能够感受到从丈夫来的爱。
They feel love so importantly, so very naturally wants to feel the love from the husbands.
而问题是，丈夫们懂不懂得妻子的需要，而来好好陪她。
The problem is that whether the husband knows his wife needs to love her.
而男人呢，他们一大的需要是尊严。
And the man's one major need is the dignity.
男人呢、啊，可以傻到一个地步，为了荣誉，为了伟大尊贵的理想，啊，抛头颅洒热血。
Men can because of honor and great noble ideals, they will shed their blood to achieve them.
但是绝大多数男人最难忍受的是不受尊重。
Majority of the time, the most difficult thing is men is not being respected.
无法忍受被人轻看，被人否定价值。
Being seen lightly by people and being denied of their values.
所以一个男人得不到他妻子的尊重是不可能活得快乐的。
Therefore, a man without the respect from his wife, he will not be happy.
好，这位讲员指出在很多家庭当中所发生的恶性循环。
Well, this speaker pointed out the vicious cycle that happens in many families.
丈夫没有给妻子足够的爱。
The husband did not give enough love to her, was to his wife.
然后妻子就感受不到，觉得没有得到足够的爱。
Wife feel that she didn't receive enough love from her husband.
然后在不平安的时候，就用不尊重的态度对丈夫表达不满。
She will become dissatisfied and show no respect towards her husband.
那丈夫又受不了太太不尊重他的这样的态度。
And wife and the husband does not receive any respect from his wife.
结果就更加的跟太太保持距离，懒得理他。
He will become more distant from his wife and be too lazy to bother about her.
结果太太更加受冷落，更加受不了。
And in this way, the wife would be multi-neglected and cannot tolerate.
就这样子恶性循环。
And this becomes a vicious cycle.
两个人的关系就越来越差。
Their relationship becomes worse.
我相信这样的情形正在许许多多的家庭当中发生。
I believe that this kind of situation happens in many families.
如果不赶紧调整，后果真的可以变得很糟。
If you do not adjust quickly, the consequences can become very bad.
怎么调整？
How to adjust it?
我们要记得，条件式的态度永远不会带来好结果。
We should remember that conditional attitude will not.Will never bring good results.
所以我们要在圣经，要照着圣经的教导，把条件式的爱转换成委身的爱，把条件式的尊重转换成委身的顺服。
So we have to follow the teachings of the Bible, change from a conditional love to a committed love, from a conditional respect to a committed submission.
像二十四节、二十五节所说，就像教会顺服基督，而基督爱教会。为教会设计一样。
Just in verse 24-25 says that the church submits to Christ, while Christ loved the church, gave himself up for her.
现在让我们来唱一首诗歌，叫《完全的爱》。
Let's sing a hymn together, O Perfect Love.
这是一首在婚礼当中常常会唱到的歌。
This is a hymn often sung at the wedding.
其实是为要结婚的新郎和新娘所做的祷告。
Is one to pray for the groom and the bride.
不过我想我们已婚的夫妻可以借着这首诗歌在神面前有所反省。
I feel that the married couples can use this hymn to reflect ourselves before God.
然后也许重新在神面前立约，也求神帮助。
And recovenant before God and ask God for help.
那还是单身的男女也可以借着这首诗歌预备自己为未来的婚姻祷告。
Those single men and women here, you can use this hymn to pray yourself and pray for your future marriage.
我们一同来唱。
完全的爱超过人间的思想，虔诚心中想，主屈膝颂扬，为自家谋求主厚慈。知和恩爱依旧，天长
还是第一节 still verse one。
求赐他良币， 生从前黎明恩爱生命永恒。
一起祷告。所以我们想到个人成为一体这句话多次在圣经出现。我们许多暑假留在这里的人，这个暑假听了一系列跟这有关的信息。
All of us who stay here during the summer have all about the message during for the summer.
所以我们知道这些圣经的教导是宝贵的。
We know that all these teachings from the Bible are very, very precious.
所以我们求你帮助我们，把这些从头脑的知识能够转换成在生活当中具体的实践。
Lord, please help us to change the knowledge in the brain to into the actions.
求主帮助我们有一个最宽广的胸怀。
Lord, please help us to have a broad heart.
我们不要求别人用最正确的态度来待我们。
We do not expect others to treat us in the correct manner.
只求主帮助我们有信心来照着圣经的教导去做。
And we only ask God to help us to do according to the teachings of the Bible.
求主祝福每一个家庭，每个婚姻。
Lord, please bless every one of us and all the families.
让我们从一些恶性的循环当中能够跳出来。
Let us jump out of the vicious cycle.
当我们都照着圣经的教导去做，
Let's do according to the teachings of the Bible.
就让一些良性的循环开始在每个家中发生。
And let all the good things happen in our families.
我们也特别为我们当中还没有信主的朋友们来祷告。
We also pray for those who haven't accepted you.
所以我们知道靠着我们自己，我们没有足够的力量来来行我们想行的善。
Lord, we know that if we depend on our own strength, we will not be able to do good things.
我们需要从神来的力量。
We need the strength from you.
我们更需要从神来的新生命住在我们心中。
We also need the new life from you to live in us.
所以我们求你帮助我们的慕道朋友，不是只是欣赏认同圣经的教导。
God, please help the seekers over here, not just to admire the Bible.
让他们愿意认识赐下这些教导的主。
Let them be willing to accept to accept you.
早早邀请你进到他们的家中，进到他们的婚姻当中。
Let them accept you into their family and their marriage.
好让他们在世的日子能够厚厚的蒙主的祝福。
Let them be blessed during in this life on this earth.
听我们每一个人在你心中向你所献上的祷告。
Listen to all the prayers from every one of us.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.